She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409. My 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And we have an early bird on the phone?
Yes, we do. We have Daughtry Dean on the line.
Gee, you early.
Yeah, I better get through early before then the phone lines get tied up and all, and people are anxious to hear the latest, right? Shell is still the best. Shell, V-Power, still the best guest to use.
Mm-hmm, but no matter what you say, what we say, people don't do it.
Yes, people don't do it. But, you know, sometimes people have to learn the hard way that, you know, besides, you know, using the best form of gasoline, you know, how do they expect to get spirited passing power on the freeway when they need it, when they don't put ethanol in it?
You know, this one person listens to the show for years and years, and used the mid-grade. Well, his transmission got damaged.
Okay.
And when he found out what's the cost for a new transmission, he fell down.
Of course, because everything is in the four-digit figures.
And the wife said,
cashier had to run it from from their end. He had to swipe my card. I had to swipe my card at the cashier's list. When I tried to do it straight from the pump, all I did was get card not recognized. And here I thought
I see. So you got to see the cashier.
Yeah, and you got to see the cashier. If the thing doesn't work, even after you get the card, then if you go to the cashier, they'll run it on their end, and then, you know, you'll recognize for that fill up the rewards.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Okay, what does filling good gas have to do with your transmission?
Okay, the transmissions today are controlled by the computer. The computer sees that you're having what is called knocking. And when it's knocking because of the substandard gas you're using, it'll slip the converter and the transmission so that you don't feel a jerky feeling. The computer is trying to make your car run smooth. So it slips the transmission, like on a manual car, you're slipping the clutch. Okay? But if, and that's the biggest American word, if you read your owner's manual, it says in there, do not run fuel below 87. But that doesn't mean you run 87. It says do not run below 87. It wants to run above it. But I can't blame everybody because you don't know what the octane is that you're putting into the car. Okay? The Shell Premium is the only one above the minimum. Okay? That's up to you. A lot of cars are breaking down because of low octane fuel, and this low octane fuel is across the USA. It's not just Hawaii. Hawaii has bad fuel, and Kauai actually has the worst, the island of Kauai. So it's not blended in the big tanks that you see. The storage tanks are just the base gas. When the filling truck that comes to pick up gas for the gas station, and that's the time that the guy blends it. Okay? So whoever is the blending guy is the guy that's doing it. So you might have a bad batch. depending on how the guy blended it. Okay? And it doesn't take time to mix. The gas mix instantly. And it's not like, oh, you gotta shake it around. No, 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 no. You don't have to shake the truck around to get the whole thing blended. Okay? It's blended when it gets in. In fact, you can actually take a test from each compartment and you will see that it is blended 100%. Okay? So you need to read your owner's manual. For those of you with the later model cars, they require 92. All Europeans, European cars from Volkswagen to whatever, require 92, not 87. Okay, read your manual. And that's why a lot of people have problems with European cars. It's because of the fuel. Okay? So, when you run the pump the right amount of octane in that car, you will feel it runs smoother, has more power. I mean, everything's better. So, by adding 2 gallons of ethanol to a tank full of Shell 92, the car will run a lot better. Yeah, you gotta pay extra for the ethanol, but the engine is more expensive. Engines are not cheap, folks. It's not a couple thousand dollars. It's a lot more than that. Okay? A Toyota Corolla engine, 4-cylinder, is about $12,000 replaced. So, your choice. Okay? I recommend having your CV shaft checked out every time you have your car serviced. The CV shaft is the drive axle on the front wheel drive cars. So Toyota Camrys, Corollas, Nissans, they all have CV shafts. Have it checked out. Okay? They're all front wheel drives. All the front wheel drives. Check the CV shafts. Have that checked out. Because if the boot breaks and the grease all flown out of there, the bearing will seize and break the shaft and cause the car to lose control and get into an accident. Okay? So, anyway, have that checked out. Don't forget now. Okay? Seat belts. I am against seat belts. Seat belts should not be forced onto you. It's your option. It's your choice. The government should not have the right to say that you have to wear seat belts. Okay? It's against your constitutional right. As long as you're not endangering nobody but yourself, the government has no right to impose laws like that. It's like speeding. Speeding, you endanger people's lives. Yes, they can do speeding, but not seat belts. The safety check in Hawaii. 40 states in America don't have safety check. When they cut the federal funding for safety check, those states were smart. They cut it out. And they made a law where the car owner is responsible for checking his own car. So like in Oregon, Mario Yano went there and he said the policeman told him that if they see a car going down the road with bald tires, they pull him over and give him a ticket for unsafe vehicle. And that ticket for the bald tires will cost that car owner $400. They don't fool around.
You know, like speeding tickets on the mainland, like I think it was in California, for every mile you go over the speed limit, I think the ticket was like so many hundred dollars, over, I don't know, $200 or $400. I forgot what the exact amount was. So if you go 10 miles over the speed limit and it's $200, you're paying $2,000 for the ticket.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Because it's common sense. If the penalty is lenient, $100, why follow the law?
And if you ever get caught drinking and driving, oh my goodness.
They take your car.
Oh my goodness. You wouldn't even want to be caught doing that.
Yeah. You see, you have to make the penalty heavy. Otherwise, people will chance it. Well, it's break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, and you know, I haven't shared one of my Rolling Bob stories with you, but I got a doozy for you today. You're talking about speeding. The other day, I'm driving through Kaneohe, and you know how you go under H3?
Mm-hmm.
And I see this car in the middle of two lanes in front of me. So, of course, my driver training says you always follow, you know, a car when they're driving erratic. Like, you don't pass them because they'll run into the back of them.
That's right.
So, they go in the lane, they go back in the middle, they go in the lane, they get up there, and they stop at the light. So, I pull up beside the light, and what do you think I see when I look over?
They're using the phone.
Worse. First thing I notice is, it's a lady, younger lady, I'll leave it at that, with her left leg up on the seat.
What?
You know how you go, her left leg is bent up with her foot on the seat.
Okay.
Her left hand, she's holding the steering wheel with a cell phone in her hand. She's eating a salad or something with her right hand that's sitting in her lap. Now, I know they told me women are like excellent multitaskers, but please, you have got to be kidding me. And you know what the worst part was?
What's that?
When she looks, you know how, you know, I'm looking at her and I'm amazed, so I'm probably staring. She gives me this look like, how dare you look at me?
You should have pointed at her and give her a crazy sign.
Oh, no, no. I was so tempted to take my phone and take a picture, but then I thought, you know what? Just let it go. And I'll just tell you the story, but folks, are you kidding me? As bad as people are driving, when they're driving, and then you're going to drive like not even about almost hitting people, but
how do you pay attention to what other people are doing when you're doing that much stuff?
Holy,
oh my goodness.
It's because the penalty is very lenient.
Right, and that reminded me of what you were talking about, because, like you said, they pass a law for cell phone use, right?
Mm-hmm.
They already have a law for distracted driving.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't need a cell phone law.
Nope.
If you get in an accident and you're not paying attention, they call it distracted driving,
mm-hmm,
or reckless driving.
That's right.
But no, what do? Like you say, they pass a law, and then they can never get rid of it. Just like the safety inspection is never going to go away, no matter how much money they lose, because somebody somewhere is making some money on it.
Wow.
And that's just how that's how it is, George. We know. We live here forever.
That's sad. Over and over again.
I bet you if you look at the laws, there's still probably laws about buggies and horse carriages.
Isn't it something like, aren't they doing another study on the rail again or something? That's
yep.
going to cost, like, I forget, like...
Millions.
900,000, 600,000, or I don't know what it was. Oh,
yeah. Oh, no, because that's what you do. You just have a study.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I want to be...
Let's go do the study, Bob.
Hey, that's, George, I'm telling you, we got to get into the study business.
Yeah.
And me and you are smart enough. Like, a lot of things that they study, I could have told them without them studying it.
Yeah, but you know how you guys going to be rocking the boat.
No, but I mean, you know, have you ever read these stories where they go, oh, they just did a survey and they found out men and women are different? and they spend like $6 billion in 5 years. I went, for $6 billion, I would have gave you the answer in 10 minutes.
No, you can't do that, Bob. That way you can't make the money.
I hear that. So anyway, I know I'm long. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Pay attention to your driving.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Give us a call at 808-524-1080.
I didn't get to ask Bob what kind of car it was and what color.
Might have been you.
No.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you. You see, if the law is lenient, people will push it. Okay? It's like the parking ticket. They used to have the parking ticket, and it was like, what, $5? And you park all day. So, what's the parking ticket? The parking ticket cheaper than going in the parking lot. So people chance them. They said, hey, $5, I'll park on the street. So they got to raise it. When they raise it, and it's expensive, people don't just...
Well, that's the way the state can make more money.
Oh, they don't think that way, though. They would rather tax the people to death. Easier. Well, you know, even the homeless people can raise taxes. So anyway, the safety check, folks, the money you spend for the safety check goes to the mechanic doing the job, not to the state or the city. Think, how much are you paying your mechanic to do the safety check?
Not enough for them to do a good job.
Right, but you know, if the $20 went to the state and nothing for the mechanic, what mechanic shop is going to do the safety check? They're not like the politicians, do it for free. No. It don't work that way. No.
Well, but even now, they're still not getting paid enough to do a good job to do the safety check.
Yes, because the state and the city is the deep pocket. So if something happens, well... just sue the city and sue the state. No problem. But, you know, 40 states don't have it. Why should we? People got to wake up. On the safety sticker, there is the VIN number. Go look at your safety sticker, folks. Wake up. There's the VIN number on there. Phones have cameras. People take picture of that VIN number along with your license plate number, and they go and make a key. And the next time they see your car parked in that same place again, they'll steal it. It's happening. And if you want your car stolen, then fine. Leave the VIN number on there. It'll get stolen. We see that all the time. All the time. In fact, a car owner argued that, no, you can't make the key with the VIN number. And he called the dealer. And the dealer told him, the parts guy told him, give me the VIN number, I'll make your key. End of story. That's how his car got stolen. Right out of his home garage. Okay? So, your choice. Now, a lot of people are saying that ethanol is bad for the car. It's not. Go look it up. Brazil has been on 100% ethanol since 1955. And they went on ethanol because, number one, it's clean. Number two, it's safe. Number three, anything can run it without modification. You go to hydrogen, you got to modify it. Okay? Anything else, you got to modify. You cannot run hydrogen on your lawnmower. You got to modify it. And that's why Brazil, being third world, the people couldn't afford to pay thousands of dollars to modify the car to run on hydrogen or whatever. Okay? That's why they went to ethanol, because that ethanol is friendly and it'll go to anything. From a weed whacker to a jet engine. Anyway.
What makes a wheel bearing go bad on a car?
Poor workmanship.
Not the driver, I don't know.
No. See, when you take apart a wheel bearing, and you get the little ball in there, the bearing, and you try to file it, you can't even file it. But when you have a poorly made one, I don't want to say made in China, but made in China, you can file it. So, when you drive on down the road, and the weight of the vehicle and the potholes, it'll make the bearing go bad.
Why, what's the purpose of a wheel bearing?
The wheel bearing is so that the shaft doesn't have friction with the housing, and it'll roll smooth.
So what happens if you have bad wheel bearings and you don't change it, you just keep driving your car like that? What happens besides hearing that sound?
Well, what happens is when it gets really bad, it can seize up and break the axle shaft, causing you to have an accident. Nothing bad. Just little damage.
So how long can you run it like that?
Only Jesus know that.
Okay.
But the best bearing manufacturers in the world is the Germans. Germans make the best bearings. Because when I was driving my race cars and stuff like that, I learned that from this Mexican guy in California. He used to modify transmissions and stuff, and I learned how to modify the transmission from the guy. And he told me, never use any bearing in your trans other than German bearings. So he showed me why, and wow, it's amazing, amazing. The Germans are really good at making bearings. Second in line is the USA.
If it's made in the USA.
That's the biggest American word, if. Okay? So, if you have time, we're going to go to commercial break.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine. Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Ever having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And forgot to tell you about this lady. She has a Mercedes and she's complaining that the wipers don't wipe. It smears the water across the windshield. So I told her that you need wiper blades. She said, no, I have wiper blades. I said, yes, but it's not wiping. She said, yeah, I know that. She has to drive without the wipers going because with the wipers going, she can't see. It smears. So, I put on new wiper blades and now it wipes nice and clean. you need to change the wiper blades every 6 months. Well, at least once a year. At least. Because the squeegee gets pushed over to one side and it doesn't squeegee the water. So, seeing where you're going is the best. Unless you're that lady that was driving with one foot up and one hand with the cell phone, the other one eating. I don't know how she's doing that. Multitask. What do we have now?
My ear.
Hi, Lana.
Hi, George. I'm not that lady, that's for sure.
I didn't say.
No, I said, I just teasing. Yeah, I'm not that lady because no ways I could do that. I couldn't even, I don't put makeup, but man, I see a lot of them putting makeup and oh my gosh, you know, in the stoplight?
Mm-hmm.
The amazing the things they can do nowadays.
I know. I've seen some women putting on the false eyelashes driving down the freeway.
No way.
Yes.
You know, one time, I go start, my husband, you know, we were young, right, going out to our anniversary, and I said, I'm going to make myself all sexy, right? I tried to put the false eyelashes. I struggled so much. Guess what? We ended not going out because I was so upset. But, you know, I made up. Anyway, but the point is, you know, you talk about the transmission because I started to think because, you know, I go way back with you now. I've been following you like a little kitten, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I remember when I had my 87 Camry. I bought a used car because my husband died. I didn't listen. No, I'm sorry. I did listen. I bought a new car, but I was in an accident, which I wasn't at fault, but, you know, no matter what, the police don't want to check, right? The other person wasn't paying attention, and they had the right of way, so I just was at the wrong place at the wrong time. So my car was total of brand new Datsun, okay? Those hatchback, beautiful car. Not a scratch, and I got all bust up. Anyway, but the point is, I couldn't afford a brand new car. So I bought a used car. At that time, I had Tropical, right? Remember used cars?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know any kind of stuff. Well, I listened to your show, but that's about it. I bought the 87, and eventually I started to get, well, the car served me real good. That 87 Camry for that price was a good deal. But, you know, it ages, right? And I had the transmission problem. I didn't know that kind of stuff about gas. I mean, I knew, and I'm telling everybody, but I'm not practicing what I'm preaching, shall we say,
mm-hmm.
what I hear you saying. You know, I saw naivete when it comes to that kind of stuff. And anyway, when I use car, and I know you always tell if possible, try to buy a brand new car because, and have it checked, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know, all that stuff that you tell us on the radio. Well, I think used car too, they use cheaper gas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so now I know, okay. But and I had a transmission problem, and I couldn't afford it. The mechanic at that time, I wasn't going to you at that time. So he said to you, got to you know, of course, your big bucks. And one of your sponsors went the Pro City one. Oh my gosh! He said, "Well, better you dump the car." You know, go buy a new car. Gee, as if I get the money, right? So I mean, I told myself, okay. Well, you ought to see what I had to do, hustling, and I found somebody, you know, that would fix them and actually put a new engine inside my car. I mean, he's recommended. I mean, I had to pay him maybe half price, but I had to sign a release, like, you know, if anything happened, I'm not going to, you know what I mean, eh?
Mm-hmm.
To him or whatever. So I was willing. I would take a chance because I needed my car. And let me tell you, the car did last me a long time, so it was great. But the point is, when I could afford it, I bought a 06 Corolla, 06. You know how long ago that was, like 9 years? And for a while, I was taking it to the Toyota because it was brand new. I thought was, since I bought it, you know, brand new, you know, let them maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
But I started to think, hey, it's kind of expensive for just oil change, the basic stuff, and all humbug. So the more I listen to you, I started to take it to you. And let me tell you, I'm stuck with you because, you know, you really care about your customers. I mean, like, especially us females, you know, we only listen, but we don't do anything. Well, even the men, you know what I mean? But at least I trust you enough and your knowledge, so I keep on taking it to you, and so far, knock on wood, you really maintain my car. So I don't want to see, you know, when I go change, you know, because you used to put the sticker when I got to come in.
Mm-hmm.
That's very helpful, you know, George, to gurgle for that. But anyway, I got to come in pretty soon to see you Dr. Carman. So anyway, just a point, and now I always put the V-Power. I don't put anything. I tried to experiment one time, but I could see going up higher heights, the power wasn't as powerful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes a difference. You know, so anyway, I just thought I'd tell everybody my story because what you're saying is true, you know. If you put junk stuff, eventually, yeah, your engine will get really bad. So, but I learned my lesson, so hopefully, knock on wood, I'll have my car for a long time to come, thanks to you. So, and Todd, so I appreciate you guys. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you about the transmission and about putting the good gas.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
thanks, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, is it break time?
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net. Spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-44. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay, so Harvey Maeda is at Reno. For the hot August nights, we had all those classic cars over there. And that's where I should have been. Anyway. Harvey on Kauai has ethanol. And he has that fantastic electronic rust-proofing stuff that we have. That thing really works, folks. Really works. If you have a new car, highly recommend it to put that electronic rust-proofing device on and protect your car. Every metal piece will never rust, including the exhaust. Okay? Harvey's number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. And we on Oahu have that same electronic rust proofing device, and it really works. Okay? So, you're looking for something to really clean your wheels good, go see Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has that Degreaser 2000. It is a fantastic cleaner for anything, from carpet, whatever. Crestec Cleaning Center's number is 942-2500, and they're located on Kapi'olani Boulevard. They also have the Royal Purple Motor Oil, that fantastic oil, and a lot of other stuff. So, anyway, who do we have next?
We have Paul from Mililani.
Hi, Paul.
Oh, hi. Okay, yes, I have a 1993 GMC Sierra 5-speed 350. Right now, I don't have any spark to my coming from my distributor.
Okay.
I tried running a piece of wire out of my spark plug wire, no spark. A wire coming out of my coil, no spark. So there's actually no spark coming from the coil. I have a new distributor because it got damaged from water.
Okay.
And then now, this is 1 year later, now I don't have any spark, period.
Where did you get the distributor from?
The distributor is from O'Reilly.
Okay. Was it new or rebuilt?
It was new.
Brand new?
Yes.
Not reman?
No.
Okay. You look at the coil. What year is this?
93.
Look at the coil and see if you have burn spots on the side of the coil.
I put in a new ignition coil too.
Oh, okay. And you still don't have spark?
Yes.
Okay. And that's a 93?
Yes.
Did you check the hot wire going to the distributor?
A hot wire. See, the only thing is I'm trying to trace it, but I gotta go back. What is that? They call that the wire diagram.
The schematic.
Schematic, yes. But I cannot. So all that black tape, I gotta take off all the black tape to get to the pink wire. Then, yeah.
Yeah, you need that little probe to check if you got electricity going to the distributor.
Well, would that be the one with the light?
The light.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, try that.
I just turn on the ignition.
Yeah.
And then I unplug the wire and then check.
See if you got voltage there.
I see, okay. Okay, if I have voltage, then
try to get another distributor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Where was the distributor made?
I don't think it's from China.
Yeah, check that first. Or if you can get access to a used distributor, try that.
Okay.
Because it seems like your distributor is not sending the signal.
Okay.
All right. Today we see a lot like that.
The distributor.
Yeah. Okay. That's why a lot of people, after a while, they get tired of all this Mickey Mouse stuff, and they change over from the factory setup to MSD.
I see.
Whole bunch better.
The MSD?
Oh, yeah.
So what product would the MSD be now?
The MSD makes the distributor, the coil, and everything.
Oh, okay.
How's the spark plug wires?
Yeah. I get brand new spark plug wires, too.
What kind?
I don't know. I know I bought middle grade because my truck was on the old side, yeah?
Yeah. Well, when you have the cheaper grade, what happens is the voltage, let's say, give you an example, the coil is putting out, let's say, 80,000 volts. When it gets to the spark plug, is maybe only 30.
I see.
So going with the lesser grade spark plug wire, it only, you know, cuts into your budget by eating more gas, less performance, less everything.
Okay.
So you're just robbing yourself. The plug wire I would recommend using is the MSD.
The MSD, okay.
Yeah, it gives full on voltage.
Okay, MSD. Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty.
But on the other side too, if you have the resistant type spark plug wire, it puts a lot of load on the distributor and the ignition coil, because it cannot pump the full voltage through, and it's kind of like backing up. You know what I mean?
So what kind of plugs you recommend for?
Autolite,
okay.
XP.
XP.
The XP series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Try that.
Okay, I'll go try that and then I'll see.
Big difference, you know.
Okay.
What battery you have in there?
I have, I have a smart battery that was from Walmart.
Okay, check the cranking amp. The CA amp on the battery.
Yes.
800 or better is better.
Okay.
The higher the amp, the bigger the spark.
Okay. You're gonna gain a spark too, yeah?
Oh yeah, and the higher the amp, the less your alternator have to work, and the less the starter has to work.
Okay, all right.
So all the way around, you save money.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Nito.
Okay.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye bye.
Aloha.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, so anyway. Yes, by going the cheaper stuff, folks, you're really only cheating yourself. You're not really saving anything. So, anyway. I don't recommend changing flat tires, because the jack or the terrain you're on might not be safe. It's very dangerous. So I recommend using the slime. Put it into the tire, you never have to worry. You can put 10 screws into the tire, 10 nails into the tire, it won't go flat. Okay? Slime. Anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. Okay.
So, say if you have a flat tire on the freeway.
Keep driving.
Okay. Even if you damage the, what do you call that?
The tire?
The rim.
The wheel?
Yeah.
Because that is replaceable. But if you pull over to the side and somebody eating and talking on a cell phone, got a foot up on the dashboard, and everything else might hit you. Your life is worth more than that wheel. It's not worth it. Pull off to the right side, go slow, and get off the freeway. Okay? The freeway is no place to get stuck. Yeah. Eating and using the phone and using your foot to hold the steering wheel, I don't think so. No, it don't work that way. We need a higher penalty for that. You know, like $1,000. Then people won't do it. Okay, who's next?
We have Brian from Kapolei.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, George, how's it going?
Okay.
You know, I was wondering, you know, the modern cars, don't they have the VIN number in the windscreen also, you know, for the...
Yes, they do. Very good. put a piece of paper and block it.
Yeah, okay, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Block it. A manufacturer's put it out there so that your car gets stolen and you buy a new car.
Yeah.
They want to sell you a car, man.
Yeah, that's kind of personal. That's your personal information. Why would they?
Yeah.
You own the car. Why should it be on display, right?
Yes. The old days, they had more integrity. They put the VIN number in the door jamb so you can't see it.
That's right. Huh. Very good. Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, anyway. Hope that helps some people. Take off the VIN number from the safety sticker and block the one in the windshield with a piece of paper. Black piece of paper so they don't notice you got it blocked. Okay? So, anyway.
Hey, when you're driving on the freeway and there's not them, you know, it's not like bumper to bumper, you really need to pay attention then, because if there's a car stopped on the road, on the freeway, and you have to slam on your brakes, you can do it earlier if you see it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you're slamming to them.
That's right. So, try not to stop on the freeway. As long as you can keep on moving. Okay? But if you're stalled, put your flashers on, stay in the vehicle, call 911. Call for help. Okay? Anyway, it's that time. We got to say aloha. And thank all of the callers for calling in. And please, folks, this is Hawaii. Keep Hawaii beautiful. And take care of each other. Like the old days. Okay? Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.